In my lesson today, I'm going to be speaking from the last verses of chapter 2 of the book of Revelation. I hope that you've been following my teachings for the last several days. If you've missed any of the lessons from these first two chapters, you can find them on the website, BibleStrong316.org. I have uploaded all of my previous lessons on Revelation to make them available to you 24/7. So if you are not up to date on all of these teachings, log on to the website. Catch up with where we're at today. In this lesson, we're going to be speaking from verses 18 through 29, which will complete chapter 2. These verses of Scripture deal with the church of Thyatira. The city of Thyatira has no real claim to fame. It's not a significant city by human standards. It wasn't a chief port city like Ephesus. The church was not strategically located, as was the church at Pergamum. Compared to other churches, this would be the small town church. The church itself was made up of blue-collar workers. The city was famous for trade guilds in the fields of clothing, pottery, metal-making, and baking. Thyatira was famous for trade guilds, which can be compared to today's trade unions with one difference. To be employed in this city, one had to be a member. You had to worship its god, attend its festivals, and eat food, part of which had been sacrificed to idols. As a Christian, during that time, you found yourself in a dilemma. Which is most important to you, your job or your Lord? Today is no different. Many people in the churches today have sold their soul to their occupation, whether it's in the form of tolerating sinful practices of their employer or working so many hours there's no time to do what the Lord would have you to do, or whether or not you can be faithful even in attending worship on the Lord's day. One lady we know from reading the book of Acts came from this town. Her name was Lydia. She was a seller of purple cloth. Acts the 16th chapter in verse 49 tells us that a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things which was spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Lydia is a good example of how to use your job and the money you make for Christ. Your occupation, your money, and the money you make is not the end. God supplies you with money so that you can have your needs met and minister to others as Lydia did. So now let's read what the Son of God wrote to the church at Thyatira. Verse 18 begins with, Unto the angel of the church at Thyatira write, Write these things, says the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works and charity and service and faith and your patience and your works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because you suffered that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death. And all the church shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I put upon you no other burden, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Now, let's go back to verse 18. As always, Christ reveals himself in a special way to each church being addressed. His description is always relevant to the situation they're in. Here, Christ describes himself as the Son of God. This is the only place in Revelation that this title is given to Christ, though it is used often throughout the Gospels. This comes straight out of Psalms, the second chapter, which reads, "You are my Son. Today I have become your Father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possessions. You shall rule them with an iron scepter." And then we see the image of the flaming eyes, which also reminds us that God's eyes are penetrating, seeing everything, knowing everything. Jeremiah 16 and verse 17 tells us, "My eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes." And then again in Hebrews 4 and verse 13 tells us, "There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." His eyes sees everything, and what he saw angered him. So he's saying, prepare for judgment. However, God recognized that there were some good things in this church. This was a loving church. He said, "I know your charity." This was a serving church. "I know your service." This was a faithful church. "I know your faith." He knew their patience and their works, and the last was more than the first. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but I'll be back tomorrow on these same passages with a fresh insight into the Word of God.